the amazing prophecies fulfilled by the birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 12th. The Throne of David's Kingdom by Steve King, Pastor Emeritus of Cherrydale Baptist Church. An Old Testament prophecy, 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 through 13. The Lord speaking to David through Nathan the prophet. Quote, "When your days are fulfilled, and you lie down with your fathers, I will raise up your offspring after you, who shall come from your body, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever." End quote. The author of 2 Samuel wrote this between 930 and 722 BC. The New Testament fulfillment. Luke 1, verse 32. Quote, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David." End quote. Luke wrote this around 60 AD. Henry Louis Gates Jr.'s show, Finding Your Roots, alters his guests' life perspectives by revealing their ancestral stories. Amazement and reorientation are common responses. God inspired the Bible's authors to alter our life perspectives by revealing our ancestral story in Christ. Jesus' story is ours through faith in him. Our Advent study of the Old Testament prophecies, fulfilled in the birth of Christ, divulges our roots in him. God promised that David's descendant would be given an eternal kingdom, 2 Samuel 7, verses 12 through 13. And the angel Gabriel assured Mary that Jesus was the fulfillment of God's promise to David, Luke 1, verses 32 through 33. This promise and its fulfillment in Jesus reaches back to the triune God who created everything for his glory and our good, Genesis 1 and 2. After creation, two problems occurred. Satan rebelled and launched a counterfeit kingdom, and Adam and Eve rebelled and needed redemption. No evil or rebellion can thwart God's purposes. The triune God met Satan's, Adam's, and Eve's rebellion with two objectives: reclaim his kingdom and redeem lost people through one Messiah. As a descendant of King David, the Messiah would be the restoring ruler of God's kingdom. As a descendant of Abraham, he would become the Redeemer, the sacrificial lamb promised in the place of Isaac. Jesus, the King and Redeemer, is the Lion and King from the tribe of Judah and the ultimate lamb sacrificed for our sins. Because our roots are in Jesus, the Messiah, son of David and Abraham, our lives gain perspective. The fulfiller of the law and the prophets is our King and Redeemer. Knowing our roots in Christ can powerfully reorient our jumbled lives with his eternal meaning. Let us pray. Redeemer and King, be enthroned in my heart. Reign in me this day. Amen.